Grow Great, the podcast, episode 4051. Hello, my name is Randy Kentrell, your host here at Bula Network, the Grow Great podcast. It's episode 4051, Bula Network Owners Alliance. This is week two of the process. Grow Great is a podcast about higher human performance, typically yours. You can find all the show notes and other useful resources at the website growgreat.com. For those of you that are uninitiated, you can go back and listen to some prior episodes, but Bula Network Owners Alliance is a professional small business virtual business group, a peer advisory group, if you please, a think tank, a mastermind group, call it whatever you will. I call it the Bula Network Owners Alliance, and I'm looking for seven small business owners and started this about a week ago. Kind of strategizing, and this week was the week to really begin to reach out to people. So this is a podcast where I'm pulling back the curtain and kind of sharing with you, okay, here's what I'm doing, here's how it's going. And if it's not going well, I'm going to tell you. And if it's going well, I'm going to tell you. And so far, week two, I don't have any real complaints, so let's just dive right in. To no surprise, I'm using LinkedIn largely, but before we even get to that, to the whole prospecting thing, you start a new enterprise. What's one of the first things that we all do, or we're all told to do? Let everybody know. People that are looking for a job are encouraged. Tell everybody, because you just don't know. You don't know who knows who, and it's just get the word out. So I began to do that. I did that really last week, but I did a little bit more of it this week as well. Then as far as prospecting goes, to no shock, I'm using LinkedIn to reach prospects, but I probably need to divulge more, because I think so many people just get out there and they scatter shoot, and I don't scatter shoot, but I'm trying not to overthink it either. One of the first things that I did is I wrote some copy and I created a page at the website. So if you go to growgreat.com, up in the navigation, you will find a tab that says Bula Network Owners Alliance. I wrote that copy. I made a little 4-minute video, and all that page is designed to do, it's not a sales page. That page is only designed to give people enough information to push them to see if they are willing to have a phone conversation. And so at the bottom of the page, there's not a buy button, but there is a green button for them to fill out some real basic information, so I know who they are and where they are and how to contact them, and what kind of business they're in, for us to have a phone conversation. That's it. So at this point in the process, that's all I'm looking to accomplish. Excuse me. I just want to have a phone conversation, because this is not one of those things where I'm selling something. I know you need it. I've got it to sell. Here, buy my stuff. This is more complex than that. This is a group of seven small business owners who are going to be getting together virtually, not in person, via a Zoom platform or something like that. And it's important. It's important who is in the room. And there's a lot of different variables to this. I kind of talk about that in one of the prior episodes. You can go back and listen to some previous episodes and find that information. So I'm being strategic about who I want in the room. As a result, I'm going into LinkedIn. I'm looking for business owners. I'm not looking for co-owners. I'm not looking for partners. I'm not looking for principals. I'm looking for owners. So I'm purposefully aiming for the number one, period. And I'm purposefully aiming for small business. Now, I'm defining small business less in terms of revenue, more in terms of flatness of organization. Well, How are you finding that out through LinkedIn? Well, this is where you have to spend some time doing the work. Go to LinkedIn. Things look interesting. Person is in an interesting space. They're in an interesting niche, if you please. Now, I look at their profile. Their company has no website. I move on. That may be right, wrong, or indifferent, but I'm moving on. If your business does not have a website, I'm probably not your guy because I'm into it. I mean, how can you not be into it? Come on. I mean, boy, that does sound hokey. It's amazing to me how many people have LinkedIn profiles and supposedly are operating businesses, but they don't have a website. If that's you, fix that. Fix that now. But sorry to say, if that's you, I'm not interested for this project. So that's a disqualifier. They have a website, then I go to that website and I'm looking at that website and I'm spending some time on that website. I'm looking to see is there anybody else listed on that website? Do they have a team? If I go to their about page, what is this story? What kind of business are they in? I'm going to go and I'm going to look at what kind of reviews are out there. I'm perfectly aware that some people are out there and they're just trolls, right? They're just going to dip people in grease. But I'm looking for businesses that have a good digital footprint, businesses that have more favorable than non-favorable reviews, if their business is one of those kind. And I'm wanting better business owners. I'm not looking for just anybody. And so that's making this, some would say, laborious, but that's okay. It's okay because the power is going to be in me doing this work up front. I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about podcasting, and I said, you know, I do the work up front. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the back end editing. Probably should. But I'm going to spend more time on the front end trying to prepare. It's just where I choose to put the effort. And I'm doing the same thing here. So I'll spend some time looking, researching, and if all that goes well, then I'm back at LinkedIn and I've got a little 2-sentence connection request. So presumably this will be a person that I'm not currently connected to, and I'll reach out to connect. And in that connect request, I will tell them what I'm doing. I'm building a small 7-person small business group, an online virtual group. Would you be open to a conversation, to a phone conversation? I will also put a link to that page that's at my website for the Bula Network Owners Alliance. If they choose to click it, I'm going to presume they're not going to click it, right? They may not, but it's there. It's there. I want to make it available if they choose. I'm not driving them to that. I'm just providing it. If you want more details, here it is. I'm asking, would you be open for a phone conversation? All right. So that's the LinkedIn request. And I'm aiming, and so far I've done it except for one day, to hit 30 of those a day. My goal is to convert 10% of those into phone calls. So I'm not looking for a big conversion rate. That means if I reach out to 30, I'm hoping I can have 3 conversations. Now, I've had a few people say, well, you're aiming low. Well, listen, I've done enough business planning and I've been on the planet long enough to know that plans go south really quick and people get really optimistic. I'm intentionally I'm not being pessimistic. I really think 10%'s a realistic number because not everybody's going to be wired for something like this. And I get it. I had a buddy tell me the other day, said, everybody could benefit from this. Don't you think? And I said, I know that everybody could benefit, but I'm not going to spend my time trying to talk people into it. The people that see the benefit, in my experience, they're going to see it quickly. And if they don't see it quickly, they probably aren't going to see it. And even if they could see it, I'm not going to spend any time trying to convince them. So that makes this, as we say here in this part of the country, you sometimes feel like you're snipe hunting a little bit. There is no such thing as a snipe, you know. You take buddies out and go, we're going to go snipe hunting. You give somebody a flashlight and it's this fictitious animal that I'm not trying to find a fictitious animal. I'm just trying to find the right people, because the right people make all the difference in the world. The business owner who thinks that he's the smartest person that entered every room that he's been in is not my guy or gal. The person who thinks, man, I need all kinds of help, but they're not going to be willing to help other people, they're not my person either. So I'm looking for a special breed of cat. I don't think it's that rare, but because these are people who are unknown quantities to me, just like any sales prospecting, I don't know. I know the criteria that I'm looking for to just get to the next level. The next level meaning a phone conversation. In the phone conversation, I'm going to find out probably 90% of everything I need to know. So at this point, you just do what you can, right? With what you can gain electronically based on a digital footprint. So that's what I'm doing, reaching out to about 30 a day. And here's the outcome. The outcome is they're accepting the request. Almost 100%, they're accepting the request with no response, with no reply. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've spent enough time on LinkedIn to tell you that very typical, really typical. Now, being the optimistic sales guy that I am, and I'm not selling, and I don't think there's anything wrong with selling, but this is a kind of a project I'm not selling. And I've determined I'm not going to sell. People are either going to see the value, they're not going to see the value. And if they don't see the value, it's great. I'm happy for you. Goodbye. And move on. But I have enough sales DNA and I have enough sales experience to know that people can view, okay, they connected, but they didn't say yes to my request for a phone conversation. And some salespeople, and this is a lesson for you if you're like this, you can get all wrapped up in your head and think, well, you know, they really don't want to. No, see, I'm going to see it just the opposite. Everything is a yes to me until I hear a no. Why not? Shoot holes in that. If you don't think that that's a good way to go, I'd like to hear why? Because I don't see a downside. So I reach out to 30. Now, not everybody's connecting, but you've got to keep in mind, not everybody's living on LinkedIn. I mean, there are people through the years that I have reached out to connect with, and it's taken a month before they connected because they go into LinkedIn so rarely. So I'm not assuming that these people are living in LinkedIn. So here's the strategy. I am not far enough along yet to pull the trigger on this, but what I plan to do is I'm keeping track. So these people that I've sent a connect request and no response, if they have an email address, there's some way that I can connect with them, and I can either find that through LinkedIn or I can find it at their website. Then I'm going to send them an email. Now, I'm not going to do this right away. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a few weeks, and I'm going to send them an email, and the email is going to basically say the same thing, except obviously I'm not requesting to connect on LinkedIn by an email. I'm just going to tell them, here's what I'm doing. Would you be open to a phone call? And I'm going to provide a link to this page over at the website. So I'm going to do the exact same thing. Those tend to, in my experience in the past, those tend to be responded to by people who don't respond to the LinkedIn. Those do get response because, well, people are checking their email more frequently than they check LinkedIn. Here's what people can do. Here's what my prospects can do. They can either refuse to connect with me, just be dark, they can connect with me, which is what they're doing right now, and say nothing. Or they can connect with me and they can say something. And that something they can say is, no, happy to connect, but I'm not interested. Yeah, happy to connect. Sure, here's my phone number. Give me a call sometime. And that'll happen. I'm going to tell you right now, all four of those scenarios are going to happen. And I'm fully prepared to encounter people that are going to blow me off and not be interested. But I'm not going to take silence as a no, and I don't think you should either. I think people deserve the right to say yes, and they deserve the right to say no. Yes, they deserve the right to be silent, but I deserve the right to continue to push forward until you tell me, because I don't know what your silence means. So in your head, you can read their silence as, oh, they're not interested. And you can run for the hills. Or you can read their silence as, A, maybe they haven't seen the message yet. Maybe they haven't been into LinkedIn yet. You don't know. The fact is, you don't know. So the big sales point, I guess, for today is don't let the silence of your prospect, don't read into that. Because you don't know what that means. You're going to ascribe some meaning to it in your head. Don't do that. What's the point in doing that? And if you are going to ascribe a meaning to it in your head, then ascribe the very best meaning. Why not? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose by thinking, by their silence, that means yes? Go ahead, force them to say no. You know, come on, these are business owners. They'll say no if they mean no. I will tell you, and I'm going to put a link to this. I'm going to embed the video here at the blog post for this. So again, this is episode 4051. I did a video over at YouTube some time ago, and this was really an old idea that I had talked about some years before. When my daughter, who is now in her 30s, when she was about three or four, we went to a toy store in the mall with her older brother. He's just a year or two older than her. And we're in the toy store and I look around. She's not there. She's gone. And Rhonda and our son, they were in another aisle, and I'm panicked, as you can well imagine. I freaked out. Well, I did a video about this, and I intentionally used that story about marketing. And you can apply it to prospecting as well. Same difference. I didn't care. I did not care who looked at me funny. I did not care who thought bad things about me. I had a lost little girl, and all I cared about was finding her. When you're searching for your ideal prospect, stop caring about other people. Who cares? You need to find your prospect. I'm on a mission, and part of my mission is I know the pain and the suffering of small business owners, and frankly, even large business owners, but I'm targeting small business owners because frankly, that's where my heart's at. And by small, listen, I've reached out to people that are probably not even doing $3 million a year and some that are doing in excess of 50. My goal when I set out was I had kind of had in my head 8 to 12 million. Nothing special about that. It was less about the 8 and it was less about the 12. It was more about that gap. What I don't want is I don't want somebody in the room who's a $50 million business owner and somebody else who's a $5 million. It's that disparity is just too big. And that makes this even more difficult, right? Because I've got to have a conversation with people and trust that they're going to be truthful with me and tell me kind of where they're at revenue-wise, at least give me a ballpark so that I can assemble a group together where everybody is more or less at least operating in the same universe. And it's not that the problems of the $5 million guy are so dramatically different than the 50, but they kind of sort of are. They're just different problems. they're just different problems. And so I really want to put kind of birds of a feather together. So that's going to require some conversation as well. But man, when it comes to the people who need what you've got, whether you're selling a product or a service, go find them. There are people who are waiting for you to come and show up and solve their problem. You're too worried about the people who aren't interested in it, and you're too worried about the critics. The critics aren't going to buy from you anyway. I've had one encounter so far, and this happened very early on, somebody who connected on LinkedIn. I would never pay to be in a group. Great, thanks. Moved on. Do you suppose that there's anything I'm going to say to a person who does not see any value in being in a group of like-minded business owners and absolutely would never pay to be in a group? Is there anything I'm going to say that's going to change that guy's mind? No. And I'm not going to waste any headspace on it. I'm not going to waste any energy on it. I'm not even going to feel bad. That's his choice. I respect his choice. Move on. He's not who I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who are metaphorically willing to raise their hand and say, I'm here, you're looking for me, which is exactly what I was doing when I was looking for my little girl in the mall. I'm trying to find one little girl. I don't care about anybody else. And I think we kind of need to get that same bit of tunnel vision when we're looking for our ideal prospect. Don't get distracted by the people you're not looking for. They're the ones that are leering at you. They're the ones that are trolling. They're the ones that are saying, you kidding? You're charging how much? They would never buy it anyway. It doesn't matter how much you charge. They're not going to buy it. Move on. So again, the goal is to have a conversation with 10%. I'm looking to make a 10% conversion rate of getting these people on the phone so I can have a phone conversation. And then, you know, this is going to be a process. That's why I'm chronicling this and hope that helps you somewhat. You can find out more by going to the website over at growgreat.com. I hope it's been a good week for you. A lot of people are having a good week. They just are. I hope you're one of them. I'm trying to be. Do what you can to make it so. If there's anything I can do to be of service to you, well, you got the website. You know how to reach me. It's easy. Coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, my name is Randy Cantrell. Thanks. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio.